Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio, and I'm with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Tonight, we're going to talk about the planet with a very wise, beautiful astrologer, Tish Aiken. And without any further ado, I'm going to bring Tish on. And we're going to talk about the planets and how the alignment actually affects your life. And we're going to talk about Mercury retrograde a little bit. Anyway, Tish, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm very, very excellent. You're my guest. Life don't get better than that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad to be on tonight on this full moon in Virgo. So,
tell us a little bit about the full moon in Virgo. And how it affects with Mars and Mercury all going retrograde at the same time.
Okay, so Mars has been retrograde for a few months, and that's the first of all of this. And that, you know, Mars rules our energy and work matters and our, you know, just our will and determination. And it's been retrograding in the sign of Virgo. So Virgo is about getting organized and decluttering and you know, routine and getting work done and health matters. So with Mars in retrograde, it's been kind of difficult, I think, for some people to get things, you know, launch things and get things forward. And tonight we have the full moon in the sign of Virgo as well, and that's, you know, compounding things, especially in the wake of Mercury in retrograde, which is going to Mercury is going to start stationing retrograde on March 12th, and Mercury is the planet of communication, and it is the ruler of the sign of Virgo. So we have three, you know, strong energies, you know, that are converging to really give this Mercury retrograde Virgo energy. And the positive part of it that I think is happening for a lot of people and is a good thing to keep in mind is that this Mars and Mercury are both going to go direct in the middle of April. And especially, you know, with Mars, which rules our energy and getting things accomplished, going direct in full motion, and Mercury, our perspective on things and business and communication going direct, right, you know, concurrent in that time, I think that it's going to help to really get things going in April. And also, I think eliminating things now before that, planning to eliminate as much as we can right now, the things we need to release and let go in the time, you know, building up to that.
And the call-in number is 718-305-6548 if you want to talk with Tish. Tish, with all this retrograde, what is some of the things people will encounter that will kind of put a different spin on their life, especially with Mercury and Mars together in retrograde?
Well, I think that Mars, you know, is a planet of action, and I think that in this last period of the retrograde, to figure out different ways of taking action on matters that maybe haven't been working out the last few months or things that you need to change. And with Mercury in retrograde, I think one has to be cautious about contracts and, you know, new business negotiations and travel and all modes of communication and transport. But it's good for redoing things, reflecting on things, repairing things, you know, going back and investigating something further. So I think that's the positive, the upside of Mercury retrograde. So this is a good time for, you know, revising our plan of action before the middle of April.
And that's true. And the thing is but retrograde, you know, things start becoming challenging, especially with computers for me and things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a Virgo, so you feel this strongly.
But isn't the retrograde actually to slow us down and actually let us regroup and recharge to go forward?
I think that's a great way of looking at it, because it's a lot of words that involve RE at the beginning. Regroup and recharge are certainly two of them, and I think that's a great that's a great idea with all of this.
You know, with the fast-paced world today, people don't know how to relax and take life easy. And on this, on the full moon, what is something, give people the law of abundance and tell people what they can do on a full moon to actually bring some of their intentions to fruition?
Well, you know, generally the law of abundance, I tend to do it on a new moon, which is a conjunction. It's when the moon and the sun conjoin and are the same degree. A full moon, some people do the law of abundance and they can initiate projects, but I think of it more as a culmination and a manifestation, releasing something you want to let go of, you know, whether it's writing down, you could write down wishes as something you want to let go of, whereas I think of as new moons as starting new projects.
So when is our next new moon, Tish?
Well, that's a good question. Let's see, I can tell you in 1 second. So it's about 2 weeks from now. So we've got the full moon today on March 8th at 18 degrees of Virgo, and the new moon is going to be, let's see here, okay, it's going to be actually on the 22nd, which is a Thursday, and it's going to be at 2 degrees of Aries. So it's an early degree of cardinal, and the cardinal signs are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. And that new moon will occur exactly, let's see here, at 8:21 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay. So anyway, Keisha, on these new moons, and what is it that you want to do for, like, meditation and stuff to really emphasize not only writing the law of abundance on a check,
mm-hmm.
but what's some of the meditations that you do or that people can open up to?
Well, I think it's really subjective to what somebody is comfortable with in terms of, you know, meditating. I like to chant. Some people, you know, have other forms of meditation. Whatever the individual feels comfortable with, I think, is a good thing to do on a full moon. But I think it's good, if you can, to burn sage, go near the water if you can, take a salt bath, do something, light candles, do things that are kind of healing and releasing energy. I think that's a good, just to clear out that slate to bring in new things, you know?
Yeah, and you know, on a new moon and a full moon, you know, the energy is different. How
mm-hmm.
is on the full moon the energy to release actually enhance the emotional energies on the inside of people?
Mm-hmm. Did you say why or that it does?
Yeah, how does that, you know?
It well,
really
it affects the tides of water, literally, you know, in our bodies. But it's the sun and the moon are in opposition. So it's the male and the female component in each of us. And the sun and the moon are also, you know, in opposition. An opposition is release, whereas a conjunction is new beginnings. And so a full moon literally is when the sun is in one sign, which it is today. It's in the sign of Pisces, and it's in opposition to its opposing sign of Virgo, which is where the
okay.
moon is.
And that's why everybody's a little uptight and a little more tense than normal.
I think that also the fact that Mercury's in Aries right now, before it fully it's going to station retrograde in Aries, and then it's going to go back to Pisces, where it has been, the preceding few weeks. And that was kind of very confusing energy. And that's going to be it's going to be a confusing Mercury retrograde this time, I feel. And just because it's going from one sign to another, it's going from the very direct sign of Aries, which can be sometimes a bit combative, but at least it's a sign which takes action. And then it's going back to Pisces, which is much more foggy and creative and imaginary and illusory, and it's not exactly tangible. So it's a difficult placement of Pisces. It's actually in its fall. So, that's going to be happening.
And now that's true. And, you know, for the rest of the year, what does the planet kind of say to people? You know, just pick a couple things, what you see happening.
There's a lot of stuff. I'm really focusing more on the immediate because there's a lot of stuff going on between. Well, one thing we can think of in the more distant future is that we have a series of eclipses coming up in the end of May and June, which are going to be in the signs of Gemini and Sagittarius, which is where the eclipse series is right now. And the last eclipses we had, which are still permeating on some levels, was an eclipse, a solar eclipse on November 25th in Sagittarius and a lunar eclipse in Gemini. So we pick up where we left off with that on May 20th. There's going to be an eclipse that day. That's going to be a solar eclipse, an extra powerful new moon at 0 degrees of Gemini. And that would be an eclipse, by the way. That's something to keep in mind because you were talking about the law of abundance. A solar eclipse is an extra powerful new moon, and it happens every 6 months. So that's really highly charged energy. So you really want to try to capitalize on that to really manifest your intentions. So that would definitely be a time to write down intentions and wishes and to do the law of abundance. And that's on May 20th. And the second eclipse in that series the beginning of June. And that's going to be on June 4th. That's going to be a lunar eclipse, meaning an extra powerful full moon, which also happens every 6 months. And that's going to be at 14 degrees of Sagittarius. So that's some energy coming up. And then Venus, which is the planet of values, relationships, and money, is going to retrograde in June as well. And that could be, that happens every year and a half. So that can be a bit difficult for relationships. Sometimes relationships will break up during that time, or you could hear from, an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or time. And that's coming up that's going to start to influence, in May, actually, May 23rd, so right after the solar eclipse. I was wrong about that. That was my Mercury retrograde already. So that's actually going to be right around the eclipse. So I would imagine relationships, particularly for mutable signs in May and June, are going to be impacted by the eclipse series on May 20th and June 4th, but Venus retrograding in Gemini, so again, the sign that's getting impacted by the eclipses, and that begins on May 15th, and that retrogrades through June 27th. So a lot of energy around Gemini and Sagittarians at that time, as well as Pisces and Virgo, the other mutable signs, but much more with Gemini and Sag.
Okay, now let's get back to this retrograde we're going through right now. You know,
yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, this one here, mine started a week ago.
Well, yours always goes, you always feel it. You always tell me that.
Yeah, I do. But here, going through the retrograde, what is some of the things people really, really want to pay attention to and really relax and just let go of things? But what are some of the things, the little things that nobody really pays attention to that they can pay attention to let go of things or manifest things or whatever?
Well, I think that's a convoluted question because I think, again, it's personal to the individual and what he or she has to work on and let go of, whether it's an emotional issue, whether it's an old relationship, whether it's something in business that's blocking the individual. I think, you know, I'll tell you one thing I've been doing all day, and I've been on a rampage, is getting, you know, I have tons of books. I have boxes and boxes of books that I've been collecting, or my parents were collecting since I was, you know, in high school. And, you know, a lot of the good books I'm definitely keeping, but I need to make room and I need to get rid of clutter. And I just got a bunch of books together that I'm going to sell. And I've been doing that all day. And then the next thing I'm going to do is get some clothes I haven't worn in a few years and get all of that together. So this is a good time for clearing out your space. And I think because, you know, it's very Virgo energy. We have the full moon in Virgo. We have Mars retrograding in Virgo. And we have Mercury retrograde, which is the Mercury rules Virgo. So Virgo is about, you know, keeping things neat, getting things organized. So I've been really trying to do that because I think when you, you know, in a feng shui type of thing, even just when you clear out things, that you open up space for other, you know, other good things to come in. So I think this is a great time to declutter mentally and literally, you know.
And that's what I was getting at there, but it's really about just decluttering or letting go of things. But when you can let go of things that, you know, even let go of something you think you can't live without, you'd be surprised what would come in new.
You're right.
And another thing, Tish, when we get ready to come out of this in April, what are some of the, you know, that people should be aware of? And it is different for everybody. But I mean, just some things that you usually do or something that you do right when the end of the retrograde is becoming.
Well, for me, I think I'll be paying my taxes because it'll be the middle of April. But I think that, and that's another thing, by the way, with these planets retrograde, where, you know, I know a lot of people do get their taxes in, you know, far, you know, quite a bit ahead of when it's due. I'm not one of those people, but I certainly think that it's important to be extra careful in getting documents together, in getting all the paperwork together, which always is, obviously, that's implicit. But I think really, you know, double-checking more and more this time around because, again, there could be delays getting things to your accountant, whatever it might be. So, you know, really digging up your documents, trying to find them, whatever could happen with the retrograde. But when it goes in full force in April, I think that's a time to really get focused on, because, you know, with retrograde energy, I think it's a better time to revert to things, to revisit things that, you know, you need to maybe finish up and complete also, you know, aside from the full moon, just the retrograde energy. You're going back. There's sometimes unresolved business. And with both of these planets going direct simultaneously, practically, I think they're a day apart, I think that that's a time to really then, if you want to wait on, you know, signing an agreement, sometimes you can't avoid it. And I've done, you know, major agreements both in business and real estate during, you know, Mercury retrograde. So, you know, sometimes you have to live your life and you can't always avoid it. But if you can hold off on doing important new things, projects, I would wait till middle of April and then go full force because Mars, the planet of action, will be direct again. And soon after in April, it's going into air. Mercury also will be going, and then it'll be going into Aries, which is the sign ruled by Mars. So it's going to be a time of getting a lot done in April. So it's going to be a busy time. Plus, actually, the sun sign at that time is going to be Aries. So people are going to be moving full steam ahead at that time.
Now, there's also a Jupiter mix in all this. And what does that mean with the Mars and the Mercury going forward and all the stuff you just said? How does that play out in this?
Well, I think what you're alluding to is that we have a grand trine in this full moon this evening. And a grand trine is when three or more planets form a triangle, and it's a flow of energy. It's a very lucky energy. And at the moment, if you look at the full moon chart, you've got Pluto, which is the planet of power and transformation, making a lovely aspect, a lovely trine to, let's see here now. I'm doing the wrong thing. Hold on a sec. Okay, so it's making a trine to Mars, and Mars is the planet of action, literally, and they are both making a trine to Venus and Jupiter, and Venus is the planet of relationships and values and finances, and Jupiter is the planet of abundance and prosperity. And Venus and Jupiter are right now conjunct in the sign of Taurus, and Venus is in its natural ruler of Taurus. So, or Taurus is in its natural ruler, rather. But this is a great flow of energy, and I think that that means that Jupiter, Pluto in particular, is wonderful for business and for, you know, big business and money. So this is a nice, you're right, this full moon, I think, you know, in letting go of things that are blocking us are really going to help us. You know, you go to the next full moon, which will obviously be in April, around the early, you know, the first week of April or so, a month from now, and things that you're letting go of now are probably opening up some wonderfully lucky things with this grand trine. So it is a nice configurement.
You know, that is, and you know, that's the thing, to expand, you have to let go to let the new in. So anyway, Tish, when we're going through this retrograde, and especially with Mars and Mercury together,
mm-hmm.
what there's always the unknown of the unknown that happens. What are some of the things that, just general now, not everybody's going to have a different, what's some
right,
general little things that can happen? Or mm-hmm. anything that can happen in this?
With the, I'm sorry, the what could happen with?
With Mercury and Mars together.
Oh, and Mars, I gotcha. This is the thing. Mercury, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mercury right now is in Aries, and Mars is the ruler of Aries. Mars right now is in Virgo. So they're both, you know, Mars already is retrograde, Mercury's about to retrograde. But the positive about those things is that Mercury and Mars are a mutual reception, because each is in the sign that's ruled by the other ruler. So Mars in Virgo, then you look to what the ruler of Virgo, which is Mercury, Mercury's in Aries. So they're in a mutual reception, which is positive. So I think this is, people, even though there's the retrograde, you know, upon us, I think people are ready to get things going. And I think, again, releasing, because Mercury is going to, you know, it's stationing retrograde on the 12th in Aries, but then it's going to go back into Pisces. And Pisces is the last sign, and that's the sign of ending. So, again, amplifying that need to let go and release. And that's going to, Mercury's going to go back into Pisces, let's see here, on the 24th of March, and it's going to be in Pisces until the 17th of April, a little bit after Mercury goes, when Mercury goes direct. So I think that this is a really, you know, a good time for really, again, releasing and letting go. That is the big message here.
You know,
and we began the week, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We began the week with a Venus-Saturn opposition. And, you know, Venus is, again, the planet of values and money and relationships. And it was in opposition. It was at the last degree of Aries. It was at 29 degrees of Aries, as there are 30 degrees in each sign. And it was in opposition to Saturn, which then was at 29 degrees of Libra. And a lot of people that I talked to, friends as well as clients and people I heard about, that ended something in the last 5 days. I had a friend quit a job. I had a client, lose a job. I had, You know, I heard of a friend's mother passing away. There were a lot of endings, and or people that just wanted something to end, you know, and said, you know what, Venus, I value myself, and I don't like what's going on with this, and I'm changing the dynamic. But there was a lot of endings in that as well, you know, and that kind of preceded the energy we have now midweek, you know, or mid-end of week.
You know, the thing about endings, you know, in the beginning of the ending, you think it's, oh, my God. And about halfway through, you say, oh, God, how come I waited so long?
Right. That's true. You know, and you feel a lot better. I mean, I think a lot of people are averse to change, but you really do often feel better, especially if something, maybe you're holding on to it for whatever reason, it's not really working, and yet you're afraid to you know, make that change.
You know, people get scared in tarot of the tower and the death card, but to me, they're the two new beginnings of something.
I know, but you've got a wacky chart. No, you have a chart of somebody that likes to take risks and who likes to, you know, do things in an innovative and original way, and that's just you. A lot of people have fear of that, so that's a, I think, a very, you know, good quality in your chart, you know.
And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And, you know, the thing is about the word change. I took the word out and used the word expand. And that's what really helps me move forward more than anything, because I feel it in the root chakra coming out. I know it's time to expand now.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't always fun. It ain't always easy.
Oh, it often isn't fun, yeah.
It's always a game to let it go. And it's how fast can I let it go now? Because
right.
Once I feel it, and that's the thing. People have to learn to let go in the body before the mind.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Ask me how. But anyway, Tish, over the next 4 or 5 weeks going through these retrogrades and stuff, how is that really a new beginning for what's going to happen in April?
Because we're at a stage of finality. We are letting go. We with Mercury retrograding back to the last sign, again, that's the sign of endings. Inevitably, people are going to be letting go of things and really should work to do so, whether it's, again, getting rid of things in your house and, you know, cleaning up, getting rid of those clothes you haven't worn in a couple of years, getting rid of the books, whatever it might be, you know, and, doing something to clear out space and get organized, and I think just, you know, and then get ready to do new things, and emotionally certainly letting go of things that are still bothering you, and you know, I mean, that's easily said, but I think that, you know, trying to address what the issues are, especially with this full moon tonight, which, you know, is, you know, inciting our emotions and, you know, I think maybe in some cases exaggerating emotions, but, you know, hopefully helping to bring some emotional closure for people too.
You know, that's the thing. And I did that today myself. Here's the thing about emotional energy and everything. You know, everybody thinks if you're a hypnotherapist or a coach, or even they think it, just because they are one, they're going through it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and actually, I think being a hypnotherapist, I go through it more because I'm ready to let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think so too, yeah.
And we're down to 90 seconds. There's that little voice in the ear. But anyway, Tish, when we're going, let's say we're getting a day or two before everything goes to the wreck, and the energy is starting to feel different, what is some of the anxiety and some of the stuff that people will feel? So they kind of, you know, just general stuff that people will feel.
Maybe just things get a little bit more, you know, nebulous before they start to get more clear, you know, at the very end.
Well, they do like to get foggy.
Yes. And you will be experiencing it.
Oh, Tish, how can people get a hold of you to get readings,
sure,
readings and astrology?
Absolutely. They can contact me at Astrologer Tish on Twitter. that has my information, or they can email me at astroseek, that's A-S-T-R-O-S-E-E-K, at AOL.com.
And you do astrology readings and tarot readings.
I do both, yep. Mm-hmm.
And she's very astute at it.
Thank you.
And she's very honest with you. And that's what's important. And she's very forthright. And okay, Case, give people some wisdom to go on, and I will close out the show.
Keep listening to Rob's show.
Oh, thank you. That was very kind of you. And I want to thank Case for being my guest and all the listeners. It's an honor and privilege for me to do this radio show with guests and the listeners, because this radio show is about expanding the wisdom and the wealth and health and the divine well-being of the world with my guests, because when we open our eyes and ears, we'll move the world forward. And thank you, Tish, for being here, and I want to thank the listeners. And we will be here next week with Anna and Amy Ligner.
And
anyway,
thanks
we'll
for having me.
Later.
Good luck, everybody.
Well, thank you for being here, and good night.
Good night.